Watch 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The UN Security Council is meeting and debating today a ceasefire resolution between Israel and Hamas due to a humanitarian crisis and civilian deaths in Gaza. During a briefing on Air Force One today, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is calling on Congress again to continue talks to help pass a supplemental aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan before the end of the year. Republicans want to tie funding to U.S. border security.
Senate Republicans need to stop playing chicken with our national security. That's what they need to stop doing.
In France, six teens were convicted today in juvenile court for their roles in the beheading of a teacher by an Islamic extremist in 2021. The teacher, Samuel Paty, was killed outside the school after having a debate on free expression in class, showing cartoons depicting the Prophet of Islam. Gas Buddy says the average price for a gallon has dropped to $2.99, the first time gas prices have dipped below $3 since 2021. This is ABC News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on them.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin and state lawmakers have reached a deal to break a stalemate over UW employee pay raises. University's president, Jay Rothman, says the system will impose a hiring freeze on diversity, equity, and inclusion offices, and 43 workers will now take on student success roles.
Our commitment to DE&I remains. Diversity and inclusion are core values of our universities.
Among other things, the deal also guarantees UW admission to Wisconsin's top high school graduates. People and stores in Wisconsin should throw away some applesauce with cinnamon. There's a nationwide recall of several brands of cinnamon apple puree pouches because they might have dangerous levels of lead. It may have made at least 64 kids sick. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth will play host to a holiday-themed drone light show this weekend. According to a Northern News Now report, the North Shore Scenic Railroad will present a holiday drone show Friday and Saturday, lasting for just a few minutes while guests ride the train. The drones will reportedly tell the story of a young girl visiting her family on Christmas Eve, and the show should be visible to onlookers from the ground. Tickets can be purchased online for one of nine show times and range from $30 to $40. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is warning residents and food retailers to dispose of certain brands of applesauce due to lead poisoning. The applesauce brands are Wanabana Apple Cinnamon Fruit Puree Pouches, Schnucks Cinnamon Flavored Applesauce Pouches, Schnucks Applesauce Variety Pack, and Weiss Cinnamon Applesauce Pouches. The Department of Health Services is investigating three suspected cases of lead poisoning in the state, and a national recall has been issued. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Badgers volleyball on to the Elite Eight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team headed to the Elite Eight in the NCAA National Tournament. Wisconsin held off Penn State 3-1 in front of over 7,000 fans in a sold-out packed UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Badgers will face off with Oregon tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Las Vegas, losing to the Pacers 128-119. Turnovers troubled the Bucks down the stretch. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We have to be more organized. We have to know what we are trying to get down the stretch. And at the end of the day, like, down the stretch is about effort, man. It's about effort and attitude. Like, you have to go out there and take it. I feel like the Indiana team, that's what they did. They crashed the board, got offensive rebounds. You know, they got to their spots, played great defense. You know, got deflections. Like, at the end of the day, like, nothing's going to be given to you in life.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Lows around 28 tonight under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour.
Cloudy again tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely, 36. Chance of snow tomorrow night, 17. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 42.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. UK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Coming to you statewide on Civic Media. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going to the lines. We're going to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Joe?
Thanks, Matt. I wanted to return to the subject that you had in your previous hour, which is the Tuberville has let go of his objections to officers getting promotions within the military because they didn't toe the line to his thinking. But he's been replaced by a new person, which is the Republican senator out of Missouri, a guy named Schmidt. And I wanted to return to this. I think this is really important stuff. Schmidt has been quoted as saying that the DEI, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion, has no place in our military, which has long been the world's greatest meritocracy. That's a quote from Senator Schmidt, to which I would say, really? How about the first 170 years of our country in which discrimination was absolutely the law of the land, and that from Buffalo soldiers to Tuskegee Airmen, they were segregated within the military, and it did not change until 1948 when Truman put forth an executive order, 9981, that said no discrimination based on race, color, religion, or national origin. And it's important to understand that when Truman put that forth, understand he was also from Missouri. He grew up in a world in which it was segregated in Missouri. And in 1948, you bet it was still segregated. His grandparents owned slaves. White supremacy was the law of the land. But he changed. Truman changed when he saw there were American soldiers, African-American soldiers who came back from the European theater, a guy named Isaac Woodard, in uniform, honorably discharged, was on a bus returning to his home in South Carolina, and white supremacists pulled him off the bus and beat him so badly that he was left permanently blinded. It, unlike other African-Americans who had suffered this same fate, he at least was only permanently blinded instead of killed, which happened to a lot of others. Truman was appalled by this, and that is what pushed him forward to put forth this executive order to say, you know, in absolute countenance against what he grew up with, and said, we're not going to do this anymore. We are going to have social change within the military to say no discrimination. And note that women and people who of different gender orientation still face those battles for a long, long time. So now here we are, this guy from Missouri. I mean, it's important to understand that this battle for social change always takes a long time, and it takes people fighting. When Truman was doing this, the Secretary of the Army, a guy named Royal, fought it completely. He said the Army is not an instrument for social change. Truman pushed him out of into retirement, and because he wouldn't comply. And that effort to desegregate the military didn't happen overnight. It took 6 years till it finally was done. And the result of it is people like Colin Powell, a conservative Republican who went to great prominence in our military, understood and was quoted as having been saying, "I'm a strong believer in affirmative action," because he could not have gone forward when he was in the military without it. I'm so tired of people who never open a history book. It was this battle and the importance to have people recognized for not by the color of their skin, but the color of their courage, as it said, didn't happen until 1958. It was a long, hard battle, and it's still being addressed in our military. And that this guy who hasn't served has to be full of opinions about it. Why doesn't he trust the military to do their own job? Why does he have to insert himself into this? It's not the military. If you believe that it's a great military, then obviously the diversity, equity, and inclusion that they're doing is working. Where does he have an example that it isn't working? You could point to Colin Powell, a conservative Republican, as an example of the fact that it did work. And maybe he should just sit down and open a history book and educate himself. I'm sorry to be so impassioned about this, Matt, but it's just enraging. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, that's a great call, as always. And your history, very, very important, absolutely accurate. And I'll tell you one other thing. During the Second World War, before the services were integrated, we had the Navajo Code Talkers. Our Native American brothers and sisters fought brave. They're some of the best veterans, the most loyal to the United States, even though they've been badly treated. And they were in combat against the Japanese, and they would speak on the radio in Navajo, other indigenous languages, and the Japanese couldn't crack them. But if the position got overrun, they got bayoneted or tortured. And these are excellent, excellent soldiers. And I served when I was in, it was obviously integrated in the early 70s, excellent, excellent African-American sailors on my ship. And one of our deck officers, one of the officers, an African-American guy. So this guy, what kills me about this guy, think about this. Tuberville has said he's a white supremacist. He said it. He said a white supremacist is just a Trump supporter. Americans are white supremacists. He was lying, but he said that. This guy, Schmidt, among other things, said that he is holding 5 officers because they believe in diversity and inclusion. Hey, guy, first of all, so did Truman. Frankly, there were black regiments in the Civil War that fought very bravely. And sadly, when the Confederates captured one of them, they killed them. They didn't kill white prisoners of war, but they killed them. They didn't put them in prison. Black people have fought, Native Americans have fought, with far more grave consequences to them than other people. And this is absolutely disgusting that you have a white supremacist and a guy like Schmidt, who's a white supremacist, saying that he'll decide, both of them never served, they'll decide who's going to get promoted. Thanks for calling. Okay, I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Gary of Sussex, thanks for calling. Gary, what's in your mind today?
I just want to make a comment, and this is my, whenever I call you, Matt, this is my opinion. It's very seldom fact, okay, because I hear this.
I appreciate that. Go ahead. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, let's go back to Matt Gaetz. Okay, you're predicting, in your opinion, that he's going to be kicked out of Congress. The Republicans hate him, and I agree with you. The Republicans absolutely can't stand him because what he did to, you know, McCarthy and everything like that. But on the other hand, look at the backbone that the Republicans have for getting rid of George Santos. Okay, they voted to get rid of him. Now, I don't know of any Democrats that if George Santos would have been a gay cross-dresser, whatever he is, drag queen, if they would have gotten rid of him, you know. But since he's a Republican, the Republicans did get rid of him. Not because he was gay, not because he's a drag queen, but he's a creep. He's just an idiot, and he lies and everything else. Now, look at Eric Swalwell. Been sleeping with a Chinese spy for years, and he's still in Congress. Bob Menendez, senator. This guy is an absolute disaster, taking money, who knows what he's all been into, but they have a lot of proof. But the fact is, he's still as a senator. How come the Democrats aren't calling for his head? And then Jamal Bowden.
Yeah, okay. Let me just respond to everything you just said. With regard to Santos, that was bipartisan. There were a lot of Democrats and Republicans who voted to throw him out. There were Democrats who voted not to throw him out. That was pretty bipartisan. With Swalwell, let me be kind of clear on this thing. If you threw out every congressman who was sleeping with somebody, you wouldn't have a Congress, okay? I know these guys. And so the deal is they're very, very reluctant to go there. There is absolutely nothing to show that Swalwell there's compromised anything or anything of that nature. There's no way that he should have been thrown out. Menendez, I agree with you. The difference was that Santos had something like 21 felonies against him. Menendez said he wouldn't run for re-election. And nobody brought a motion. No Republican brought a motion to get rid of Menendez. They like Menendez. If he had, and it would take two-thirds, I don't know if it would have gotten 67 votes. So you have to understand something. They don't lightly throw people out. But Santos cheated. He actually cheated a congressman and his mother from Ohio, a Republican, accepted a credit card donation and stole money. At some point, they were ticked at the guy. Thanks a lot for calling. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Gene?
Hi. I think Gary needs to really pay attention to years back because Democrats, they usually come down quietly and the people usually resign. If there have been rumors of them doing something that's inappropriate, a lot of times they resign. Whereas I remember, maybe it's 5-6 years ago, there were several Republicans, like making bets on investing in something when they were going to be voting on it in their areas and stuff, and got caught and on tape and stuff, and they ended up with some jail time. So, I don't get this. And then Matt Gaetz, of course, his thing got shoved under the rug, but then that's when Trump was in office, and he had his people in the Department of Justice. That thing got quietly shoved aside. There was a lot of evidence. There were people that were going to testify, women. So, yeah. It's we've had a lot of really bad stuff with Trump and his group. And, you got to read between the lines and you got to do your research, because a lot of that stuff was covered up when Trump was in office. As long as they bowed down to him, then, and I really wonder how much stuff he's had on people to hold, to get him to stick by him. Because remember, that one guy that owned that newspaper, they keep stuff in a lockbox, if they had any enemies, they'd threaten them, to release any information that they had, blackmail-type stuff. So anyway, I didn't mean to go on and on, but yeah.
Well, thank you, Gene.
Check that out. Thank you.
Excellent call, Gene. Excellent call. I see the rest of you in the line. Do not hang up. I'm going to get you in order. Coming up, you have Mark Esper and the warning about Trump. But I will get to the lines first. Do not go away.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I'm going to take you in order right now. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Oh, Trump dumps allies willy-nilly. You remember when he pulled the troops from the border of Turkey, and Turkey came in and massacred ISIS? The Kurds who had wiped out ISIS for us, that really gratitude, 10,000 people died. And he talks about maybe pulling troops out of South Korea or canceling troops and stuff to make good with his buddy up in the north. And he let Iran out of the bag, you know, by canceling that treaty that tied up their nuclear options. And he calls it a brilliant invasion for Biden. And of course, the first impeachment is about withholding weapons to Ukraine for a Biden. An anti-Biden deal on that. He's there's Afghanistan too. If he'd pulled out those last 2,500 troops, do you think we'd have gotten 150,000 troop people out in the greatest airlift in American history? And the mainstream press painted it all as a terrible thing for Biden. He was put in a trap because Trump had negotiated a surrender agreement with the Taliban. He had so little respect for the Afghan government, and everybody saw that, and they walked away, and the collapse happened. So he has no respect. And then NATO, he wants to pull out of NATO. So he has no respect for allies. And here's the thing. You're not going to be the number one power in the world if you don't have any allies anywhere around, because you abandoned them and treated them poorly everywhere you go. That's just going to make China the number one power in the world with his approach. And then he's blaming Biden for both wars, the current wars, Ukraine and Hamas. Right.
Good call, Bob. I want to react to some of it before I go to the next caller, and that is this. The thing that you mentioned that ticks me off the most, he was playing golf, and Erdogan of Turkey called him and said, "Would you withdraw from this part of Syria? I want to murder the Kurds." Biden goes, "Okay," you know, he wanted to get back to his shot. And then he said, "Well, the Kurds never did anything for us in the Second World War." Well, there was no country of Kurdistan, but the Kurds fought very bravely for the Allies in the Second World War. Trump is a traitor. He's a Russian asset. He will pull us out of NATO if he gets in, and that's the subject of our next segment. But first, we are going to Northwoods. Terry, my friend, thanks for calling, Northwoods. Terry, what's in your mind today?
I guess you probably already mentioned, but we can't forget Al Franken, what happened to him, Matt. So that's all I got. Thanks, Matt.
Great. You're right. Al Franken was one of our, I met Al Franken. Al Franken was one of our best senators. And back in 2008, when during the presidential race, I was helping Hillary and Bill with Hillary's candidacy. They called me up one day and they said, "Well, Al Franken's in town and he's going to be going to an event for Hillary tonight, but we have to park him for a couple of hours. Can we put him in your house and you call some neighbors over?" And I said, "Great." So he came over. He was really great. He's a gentleman. He's funny as hell, but he's an excellent senator. And one of the things, this guy, you know, he'd written for Saturday Night Live. I mean, the guy was not only a comedian, but he also had was a writer for other comedians. he gave a speech, and then afterwards, a woman raised her hand and said, you know, if Hillary's a nominee in 08, and that's when she was running against Obama the first time, what about one of the Castro brothers being the VP? That's what they said, her VP. So immediately, Franken says, in my living room, he says, you mean the Castro, she said the Castro twins. He said, you mean the Castro quadruplets? And she said, what? He said, well, there are actually four of them, but the other two are on the lam from the police. You know, I mean, he always comes up with these wisecracks. It's funnier than heck. He was squeezed out by the Democratic Party because people were, you know, he liked to horse around. There was a picture of him sort of like in the green room, if you're in theater, what that is, and a Saturday Night Live. There's a woman there, and he's hovering over. He's not touching her. He has his hands coming down, and they didn't like that. So they squeezed him out, and I found out afterwards. You know, I said, Al, why did you resign? And he said, well, they told me that they would bring a motion to expel me. And, of course, the Republicans would have gone along with it. And Patrick Leahy of Vermont said it was the worst mistake I ever made in my life. So I got news for you. I think that the Democratic caucus has a lot to make up for. Obviously, when they run against Republicans, we need the Democrats. I'm a Democrat. I was a party chairman. But I don't like the fact that they squeezed Al Franken out. He's a good man. And secondly, when you have this Schmidt from Missouri, Tuberville from Alabama, not promoting our people, that's much worse than anything Al Franken did. That's much worse than anything Al Franken did. Tuberville's a white supremacist. He said he was a white supremacist. He's a Trump supporter. He said all Trump supporters are white supremacists. He said, and then this guy Schmidt goes, I'm blocking five guys because they stand for diversity. Well, you know something? Neither of them served, and I'm very, very tired of what they're doing. Now, let me just get to this particular subject. Mark Esper was Trump's defense secretary at one time, and he has a dire warning. He says, do not vote for Trump. If you do, Trump will withdraw us from NATO. Then NATO will collapse. There'll be no support for Ukraine, and Russia will go in. He wrote a book, by the way, called Sacred Oath a little while ago. But he said this recently, just this week. He'll pull us out of NATO. And then he said, Trump, if he gets in again, will try to use the military to stay in power. This is his defense secretary saying this. Esper said, Trump asked advisors, including him, if troops could shoot racial justice protesters who are outside the White House. Are you kidding me? He asked the Secretary of Defense that? He asked General Milley that? Remember, he said he would be a dictator only for a day. No dictator goes in. Adolf Hitler said, Reichstag, vote yourself out of existence for 4 years, and I will take care of the Versailles Treaty and restore Germany's greatness. The minute they said yes, he started to kill them. Nobody is a dictator for a day. And if he tries to pull us out of NATO, even if the Senate tries to intervene, that sends a signal, because the only guy who can send troops under Article 5 is Trump. This election is much, much more serious than you think. Coming up, news, weather, and Donald Trump attacks the judge, Engoron, in New York, as well as Letitia James, again.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 20 people in Wisconsin are sick with salmonella poisoning. That's according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. At least 359 cases are confirmed in the United States and Canada. Three people have died. The outbreak is tied to cantaloupe. Young teachers say they hope a lawsuit to overturn Act 10 collective bargaining restrictions in Wisconsin will lead to better pay and more teachers. Maddie Topf is a grad student and teaching assistant at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
We have people who have to live with many roommates or don't have enough money to get groceries.
Police and firefighter unions get to collectively bargain in Wisconsin, but not most other public employees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement officials have determined the loud explosion that was heard on Wednesday in the Fredenburg Township was caused by illegal fireworks. According to the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office, authorities received multiple calls about a possible explosion around 8:30 on Wednesday night, with people reporting a flash of light followed by a loud boom. On Thursday afternoon, they received another call from a resident who found the source of the explosion, and authorities discovered the remains of the fireworks. A new Wisconsin law will bring some clarity to the language surrounding the mailing of absentee ballots in the state. Under the updated law, Wisconsin residents who plan to vote absentee in the upcoming presidential primary election will receive their ballots 21 days in advance, with Wisconsin residents voting from overseas or stationed in the military receiving their ballots 47 days prior to the election. Lawmakers hope the update will help streamline the absentee ballot process and offer more clarity and fairness to Wisconsin voters. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Badgers volleyball on to the Elite Eight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team headed to the Elite Eight in the NCAA National Tournament. Wisconsin held off Penn State 3-1 in front of over 7,000 fans in a sold-out packed UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Badgers will face off with Oregon tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Las Vegas, losing to the Pacers 128-119. Turnovers troubled the Bucks down the stretch. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We have to be more organized. We have to know what we are trying to get down the stretch. And at the end of the day, like, down the stretch is about effort, man. It's about effort and attitude. Like, you have to go out there and take it. I feel like the Indiana team, that's what they did. They crashed the board, got offensive rebounds. You know, they got to their spots, played great defense. You know, got deflections. Like, at the end of the day, like, nothing's going to be given to you in life.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Lows around 28 tonight under overcast skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely 36. Chance of snow tomorrow night 17. About an inch of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley, right now 43.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there are now two gag orders against Trump. One gag order was just affirmed today, Washington, D.C., by the Court of Appeals, but it was weakened. Tanya Chutkan had said that Trump couldn't attack witnesses in that federal trial, and he couldn't attack the prosecutors. The prosecutor, Jack Smith, is at his Sellers home. His family has 24/7 protection. Trump is a malicious, vile individual who says things to his tens of millions of followers on social media, and they get death threats thrown against whoever he attacks and insults. Court of Appeals split it in half. They said the gag order preventing Trump from attacking witnesses can continue. That's constitutional. The gag order preventing him from attacking Jack Smith violates the First Amendment, according to the Court of Appeals, so therefore that is no longer operative. Now, then you have New York. Engoron, the judge, said you can't attack court staff, but he didn't say you couldn't attack him or Letitia James. That is still operative because it was very limited, court staff, witnesses, that kind of thing. But here's what Trump did, and I can tell you starting tonight, he'll start attacking Jack Smith again in Washington. Here's what he said on his way to court yesterday. He was there to see his accountant. Now, first of all, his accountant is an NYU professor of accounting who charged a fee of $400,000. I can tell you that in litigation, to have somebody review financial statements, give an opinion on them, they usually might charge $25,000, maybe $50,000 max. $400 is simply a statement that if you give me $400, I'll say anything you want. So the guy gets on the stand and he looks at the financial statement. He says, there was no intent to defraud. Yeah, they were false. They had false information about this and that, about the size of the real estate, blah, blah, blah. But it was not intentional. Now, here's the problem for Trump. The idea of intent is for the finder of fact to decide, not the expert. The finder of fact, in this case, is the judge, because there is no jury at Trump's election. And by admitting that there's false information on there, the expert's opinion, having been paid $400,000, of what Trump's intent was, is totally irrelevant. But then, on Truth Social, on the way to court yesterday, here's what he posts to tens of millions of people. Quote, I'm heading to a witch hunt with a crooked judge and a bat and then three letters T. You can assume S-H-I-T, crazy and racist attorney general. I'm heading to a witch hunt with a crooked judge and a bat dash da 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 T, crazy and racist attorney general. This guy is out to try to get somebody killed. And what I don't like with the court, and then I see you in the line, it will go to you now. But what I don't like about the Court of Appeals in D.C. is that they're exposing Jack Schmidt to this kind of stuff, too. And it's hard to go through your whole life with protection, especially your kids and your wife. That was a wrong and stupid opinion by the Court of Appeals in D.C., because you have to look at context. Normally you might say, okay, say that the prosecutor's unfair or something. But when he's had to sell his house and he's in protection and there are death threats, that's different. And these idiots on the Court of Appeals didn't see that. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
You know, a little bit on Trump. I'm not worried about him anymore. He can't walk it back. They can't walk it back. He's going to fall, you know, he's going to be, that'll take care of itself. Today, right-wing media, including the people who replaced Limbaugh, were going actually crazy on this Hunter Biden investigation. I believe our country has to stand up and say, Hunter Biden is not the president. So let's not, you guys, waste your money. And if you are, We need a full investigation on Jared Kushner and why he took $2 billion from the Saudis and what he gave the Saudis $2 billion for. We have to do that. Now, if our politicians and our government is that namby-pamby that they won't counter-leverage, come back at these guys, I think our country is done, because I would love to be in politics, but my wife said, you can't, we don't want you, it won't be about you, it'll be about your family. My wife's right. She's right as rain. It will be. But there's got to be some other people there with a spine, to, is it in the Jewish term, chutzpah, to go and take these clowns on and say, you're done. Now you really overstepped your bounds. So I wanted your thoughts, Matt. I'll hang up. Take care.
Yeah, it's an excellent... thank you. Excellent call as always. I couldn't agree more. Jared Kushner, the Saudis write him a $2 billion check? Are you kidding? A $2 billion check? Just so everybody knows, I mentioned this before, if you have money under management, say it's a hedge fund or you're managing money, it's very, very common that you get 2% as your fee every year, whether you lose money or make money. 2%. 2% of $2 billion is $40 million. You also get usually about 1.5% of anything that comes in that's over the S&P 500 return. So you make bets. And if you score, you get $40 million on $2 billion. Plus, you get, if it goes over the S&P, you get another 10, 20, 30 million. This guy is being paid anywhere from $40 to $70 million a year just by holding on to their money. And if they want it back, they take it back and they gave it to him as a fee. That's a bribe. It's a flat out bribe that has not been investigated by Merrick Garland or anyone else. And he was flying over there negotiating this the last days of Trump's presidency on government planes, and he could still speak for Trump. Now, let me tell you a second thing, Bill, on that. With Hunter Biden, it is true that he did not declare some income, and he then paid it with penalties. Not declaring income is a criminal offense. Roger Stone didn't declare more income than Hunter Biden, and all he did was have to pay it back with penalties. That's what you normally do. This time, okay, they're going to do it, and they're going to say, all right, we're going to be hard-nosed on this thing and go after Hunter Biden. That has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It's not his tax returns. That has nothing to do with Joe Biden. They are all these clowns on the old Rush Limbaugh station, the rest of them, this is clown media, and they are simply doing it so that in the general election they can go, well, both sides were impeached, so both sides had crooked sons or sons-in-laws. That's all they're doing. People have got to open their eyes. I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. That was a great call. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
The Bureau of Labor Statistics has dropped its monthly jobs report. 199,000 new jobs were added during the month of December. November. And the unemployment rate dropped from 3.9 to 3.7. Hourly earnings are up 4% over the last 12 months. The economy grew at a rate of 5.2%, which is the strongest recovery among the what are called the G7 countries, the major economies in the world. So we are, anyone who says the economy is not doing well should take a look at this report. Thank you very much, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. By the way, Bill is a professional economist, and that's very meaningful. 200,000 jobs in 1 month, the unemployment rate down around the levels it was in 1969, 4% income earnings up, and a 5.2% growth is phenomenal. Usually you look at 2%, maybe 3%, 5.2%. That was sort of like China at one time. So anytime you're with your buddies at a game or something, they go, oh, the economy. Let me tell you something, guy. Let me tell you something. Democratic presidents back since Jimmy Carter have produced something like 80% of all the new jobs in this country, and Republicans 10 or 20%. And when I say produce, a president doesn't directly produce a job, but presidents, by their demeanor, by their leadership, and by their policies, most of all, are what sustains an economy. And I'll tell you what, there's an old adage at Truman's time that said this. They go up to a guy and he goes, they go, who are you going to vote for? He goes, Truman. They go, why are you voting for a Democrat? Guy goes, I'm voting for a Democrat so I can live like a Republican. All right, Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Oh, where do I begin again? Let's start out with the screaming about the economy and the debt and the deficit. The Republicans can't do anything about the debt or the deficit, and they can't give money to people that really need it or support programs that bring in more money to the government, like, for instance, giving enough money to the IRS to catch the big tax cheats. But they can give away $2 trillion to the very richest people, and they accuse the poor, well, you're poor because you're not working. Well, most of the poor people I know, and I do know a fair number living in the Milwaukee area, they're working their tails off and just trying to keep alive. And many of the rich people, and I know a few also over there, haven't worked a day in their life. They've been living on income from something that their parents or their grandparents made. That's the first thing. So instead of the Republican Party, these guys should be called the Republicans. We can't do this for our country or for our people. The second thing is regarding the holdup of the top leadership in our military. It seems to me, and this sounds fairly paranoid or perhaps some kind of theory, but it seems when you read Project 2025, it seems that the only way that they could make that actually happen, invoke the Insurrection Act, actually get troops out into the streets, which is part of the plan, is to have lackeys as the top leadership in the military. And that's a real scary thought. This Republican Party has gone off the deep end. They can't. They're right. They can't even elect the Speaker of the House unless it's approved by their Messiah, God, and Kingmaker. And that's disgusting enough in itself. I have no idea how anyone could possibly reasonably trust voting for any Republican at all. End of rant for the day.
Great call, Jack. I always look forward to your calls. They are great calls. I'll tell you a couple of other things coming up. This is an example of what's going to happen in the House of Representatives. For Santos's seat, there's a guy named Tom Suozzi, S-U-O-Z-Z-I, Democrat. Democrats are getting behind him. Why is that? Because he already was in that seat. He was the congressman, and he left to vote to run for governor against Kathy Hochul, didn't make it. The Republicans have nobody. We're going to flip that seat. That's going to be a Democratic seat, as are some of the others. So coming up, we have that, and be back in a second. All the time, it's getting better all the time.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Tom Suozzi flipping Santos's seat, which looks very, very likely, and that's in the next couple of months, is not the only change, because McCarthy's leaving and this fellow Johnson, I think, from Ohio is leaving. The Republican majority is going to shrink to 2 votes and maybe even just 1 vote. And that's not the only shakeup that's going on. There's a Senate race in California for Dianne Feinstein's seat. Poll just came out. Primary's in March. Poll just came out. This is December. 90 days, the primary. Less than 90 days. Adam Schiff is ahead, 21%. Katie Porter, second place, 16%. This blew me away. You know who's in third place? Steve Garvey. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was the first baseman for the San Diego Padres a long time ago, like a really long time ago, like back in the 80s. But he apparently was a good player. Slugger. He's no Babe Ruth. Come on. He's not Babe Ruth. Guy's at 10%. He declared. Barbara Lee is at 8%. There's 6 others in the low single digits. There's a March primary, then there is the November general, and they have what's called the jungle primary out there. What does that mean? Jungle primary, it's a reference to Hobbes's, the actually Scottish, British Scottish philosopher, who once said, nature red in tooth and claw. That's why they call it a jungle primary. They do it because in a state like California, it's a primary for everybody, and the top 2 vote getters are liable to be Democrats. So no Republican can get through a primary to have a general election. I don't really like jungle primaries. I don't think they're right, but Louisiana does it, and they frequently just get 2 Republicans. And so that's why these guys do it. So in March, it looks like Adam Schiff and Katie Porter will be the 2 that advanced to the November election, which is technically a general election, but it'll be between 2 good Democrats. And I think Adam Schiff is looking good. Adam Schiff is one of our best congressmen. Katie Porter is an excellent one too, but Adam Schiff was the impeachment manager. He was Nancy Pelosi's right-hand guy. And whichever one of them wins in November, or Barbara Lee for that matter, will have a good senator. Steve Garvey, I don't know anything about Steve Garvey. I think in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken, the San Diego Padres. He's an old first baseman. He's an old first baseman. But apparently he hit well enough that they like him. They like him, and he is in third place. I was curious about why the pause ended in the Gaza, Hamas, the sadistic attack on Israel, and the Biden campaign just put out the reason. I think it's right. Hamas decided that they would no longer release the the young women hostages they still had or the kids. They have about 20 women hostages. They have two kids, kidnapped hostages, eight Americans, by the way. Total about 137. And given the sexual violence on October 7, and people have very little doubt that they're continuing to do it with the people that they've taken as hostages, there had to be something done, and something was done. There was a poll that a Berkeley professor, University of California, Berkeley, did that I thought was hilarious. Do you remember Jay Leno in the old days when he'd walk around on his show at the beginning and he'd go up to kids on college campuses and ask them history questions? He'd say, like, what year did the Civil War start? And somebody would go, 1910. Remember that? Yeah. I mean, it was very, very funny. It was unbelievable. But this poll is really funny because something like, I don't know, two-thirds of the people he polled were students, and they were siding against Israel for the Palestinians. He started asking them. He said, all right, who is Yasser Arafat? Most of them didn't know. I think less than 25% of them knew. But 10% of them thought that Yasser Arafat was the first president of Israel. Then he said, in the phrase, from the river to the sea, what river was it and what sea was it? And most of them didn't know, but the answer for river from a lot of them was the Nile or the Euphrates. And for the sea was the Caribbean, the Atlantic, or the Dead Sea. And of course, the Dead Sea is not a sea, it's a lake. So then when they were asked some more about it, they assumed that all these phrases simply meant a two-state solution. It is unbelievable to me, and Joe Madison brought this home in her statements about Harry Truman's good work in integrating the military in 1948, how little history a lot of people even bother to find out about. You don't have to go to college for it. Just read. Read biographies. Read. Think about it. I think I mentioned on the segregation deal, there were certain ratings in the Navy that were segregated by race, even when I was in the early 70s. Now, a rating would be like you're an electrician, a machinist, a steam fitter, whatever on the ship. But one of the ratings was steward. A steward basically attended to the officers, cooked the food, you know, made the beds, you know, clean the rooms, all that kind of stuff for the wardroom, for the officers. Up until 1948, that was restricted to black people. All the stewards were black people. After that, when black people could become electricians, machinists, and steam fitters and officers, it was largely Filipino. I was on a ship, homeported in Little Creek, Virginia. We deployed all over the place. We deployed the Caribbean, but also the Med, North Atlantic, all over. Our stewards were Filipino guys. One of them had an accounting degree from a college in the Philippines. These are terrific guys, but they could make some decent money. So if you think that things have always been the way they are right now, think again. Think again. Coming up, a lot of news, a lot of weather, another great show. Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute. Everybody have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. Sign off for today. Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.